Track 3. Look how far we've come and how far we've got to go, says ITV Arts editor Nina Nanar.
A few years back, I stood on a stage in Norwich when the Women of the World Festival had come to the city. It was at the Open, the city centre hall was packed, and the talk was all about women and equality, the atmosphere brilliant, collaborative and fun. I was upfront and honest in my speech, talking about the realities of me joining the broadcast industry as an Asian, Northern, working class woman in the 80s, and how I carried my identity like a huge chip on my shoulder, preventing me from asking for the very things I was due, parity in wages and opportunity, because I felt, or perhaps was made to feel, lucky to be working in an environment where there were very few people like me around. It took me many years to start recognising that I deserved equality. When I finished my speech, there were a couple of women in tears in the audience. They were people from my generation. The fact that my daughter is staggered when I tell her of the things that went on gives me hope. She joined me at the event to share her perspective as a young person, that she and her generation are at times incredulous at the things that we put up with or were forced to, is a cause for hope. Hope that she and her peers will go into the workforce with confidence and the expectation that they will have equality and parity. Yes, I know it's still a long way to go. A while ago, I sat down with Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep for an interview about a film they were in which she was the lead. I asked if they each knew what the other had earned for the film. They'd clearly never been asked that before, and it was an important question at a time when equality was high on the Hollywood agenda. "We haven't," said Meryl, "but I certainly will ask the question after this interview, and I'll be very annoyed if he got more." I never heard what the outcome was, and Meryl Streep is a powerful woman. But it should still encourage us all to ask the same questions about our colleagues. It certainly began a conversation in my newsroom. International Women's Day gives us a moment to stop and think about how far we've come, but just how much more we need to do on the global stage, not just in regards to pay, but also how to protect and support women. So, I also want to take a moment to celebrate an organisation that I'm very proud to be a patron of. Leeway is a domestic abuse charity for Norfolk and Suffolk, and the protection of women is at the core of their mission. This year, Leeway is celebrating its 50th anniversary. That's half a century of reaching out to people trapped in truly terrible, abusive situations at home, offering them support and options and a way out. I have been privileged to visit some of the refuges run by Leeway and talk to some of the women who live there, often with young children. It is a truly humbling experience. These victims of domestic abuse have experienced many, many incidents before they pick up the phone and call for help. When I sat down with some mothers over a cup of tea and heard their stories, I was struck time and time again by their courage. Imagine how brave you have to be to pack up quickly, take your children and flee from your home and everything you know to stay safe. So I want to mark International Women's Day by saluting women and girls around the world, but also organisations like Leeway, who have been quietly working away for 50 years. There are many women who are grateful.